This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Socialism. That's the word we've been kicking around for a while. Socialism, communism, call it whatever you want, Marxism. I always love these philosophical battles that people want to have about these isms. There's one ism that I care about, capitalism. That's it. Capitalism. Capitalism runs the world, rules the world. And if you're smart, you adjust to that. And the reason for that is that's the way people interact with one another. Even in relationships, capitalism works at times. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, my kids would say things like, you know, so dad, if I do this chore, you know, if I do above and beyond, can I get more money for my chores or whatever? Yeah, yeah. So it could be something as harmless as parents negotiating with their kids for chores and their money for that, you know, allowances and what have you. Or it could be capitalism that's illegal by the government of a person looking to, like a man or woman negotiating with a John, if you will, or a Jane for sex. Now, I know that seems like an extreme, but I'm being honest about it. It's the same thing. It's capitalism. There are many women during the time of Obama who had to pay their bills and went out to work the streets. That's an unfortunate fact, an unfortunate reality of the Obama economy. Thankfully, Trump is putting people back to work in meaningful jobs, and you don't have to make those types of negotiations, negotiations of the spirit, negotiations of your morality, if you will, your ethics. But people do. They do it all the time. And because, you know, capitalism, because sometimes can be just based on what you're able to generate with your body. I mean, as sad as that is, sad as the state of the world can put that in. But going back to the beginning of man, whatever you had as a bargaining chip was what you used. If you were a good blacksmith, you bargained with the doctor. You know, that was the currency. It was a barter system. And we built the greatest country in the world on that barter system, but people still believe that socialism works. They believe that the government providing the safety net. I will give you that community needs to provide a safety net, but community begins at home. Your safety net starts with the very people around you, your family. I want to play this exchange on The View. I never watch this show, and I never will. But I want to play this exchange. This is Joy Behar and Meghan McCain going at it over socialism, and they say some critical things that I think I'm going to make. Joy Behar thinks she's gotten McCain on this, and I'm going to make some sense out of this. But McCain's passionate about the hatred of socialism.
Welcome back. We were talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's one of the reasons that what is now being called democratic socialists are rising stars in the party. But I'm a little concerned about that because this was my problem with Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. If you're a socialist, tell me that. Mm-hmm. Don't say that you're a Democrat because you clearly don't have the same ideas of what should be happening if you're a Democrat. I wonder if this is now a splinter group. If anybody's discussed the difference between socialism and democratic
isn't democratic socialism very close to liberalism? I mean,
no.
Well, think about it for a second. Medicare, Social Security, garbage collection, the post office, the library.
I agree with you.
That's all.
Well, I agree
with you
because we had her on the show, and I asked her this question about what do you mean by being a democratic socialist? And she went over her platform. She says Medicare for all.
Good.
Fully funded public schools and universities.
Love it.
Paid family and sick leave.
Good.
Justice system reform, immigration justice, yeah. Infrastructural overhaul, clean campaign finance, an economy of peace, housing as a human right.
Well,
I don't know.
It's a really successful country.
What's wrong with that?
This makes my head explode, which, by the way, I hope Democrats do run a Democratic socialist.
Do you hope that we win? Do you want the Democrats
No, because I think you'll lose spectacularly, and then I will look forward to election night when I finally get to tell everybody I told you so, if you end up running a radical. Problem with socialism, in the words of Margaret Thatcher, at a certain point you run out of spending other people's money. Venezuela, one of the richest countries in the world in the 70s. Now, the average Venezuelan has lost 24 pounds because they're starving to death. 90% of the country is living in poverty.
I think she's talking more about Scandinavia than Venezuela.
I'm sorry. This is what I need from her. Name one country that socialism has ever worked, and also every Democratic socialist who is going on TV saying that it's good needs to start paying 90% in taxes. On your tax form, I think you should start paying the amount of taxes that every socialist in this country thinks you need to. Because if you think the government is so good at spending money, look at the VA.
God bless you all. I know you hate the government. Then everybody stop talking over each other. And I won't hit the bell.
The population of 300,000 people in no way can be related in any way comparably to the United States of America.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Right,
if you think it's good, then you need to be paying the amount of taxes.
Let her get her thing and go ahead.
Because it's being normalized.
All right, so let's explore what... welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Let's explore what Joy Behar was saying, because she's wanting to know, where has socialism worked? Where is it thriving? So let me just give you some idea. I don't know the exact numbers, but I'll give you some idea. So most of these countries, Sweden, Norway, Finland, etc., Denmark, the Scandinavian countries, they are high tax countries, very much socialism, and you get a bunch of stuff for free, and people act like it's such a great thing. There are people in those countries that are leaving. If you start making a certain amount of money, you leave Sweden. Bjorn Borg was a very famous tennis player who left Sweden because he was like, these taxes are crushing me. Now, they go anywhere from, I've seen 56%, I believe, in Sweden, and they go into the 70% in like Norway or whatever. They claim they're all happy. They get long vacations and all this other stuff because government confiscates the money. But that's a combination of government-owned infrastructure and private-owned businesses. And that's what Behar is saying, you know, is a socialism. So, but what she doesn't tell you is we're talking about countries that have 5 million people. 10 million people at the most. Like, I don't know which one, but like Norway may have 10 million. Sweden's got 5. Finland's got 5. I'm talking about small countries. Countries, if you added them all together, would not have a larger population than California. And she says it's working. So it's working about as well as California's socialist system. And I dare you to do the research and tell me it's doing any better. So I'll leave it at that for now, because we can take a deeper dive, but I'm out of time for this video.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So the discussion of socialism was on The View. We talked about it in the previous segment. And what the way they set this segment up on The View was Whoopi Goldberg says, I don't believe the Democrats are socialists. She says, I believe the Bernie Sanders and the Ocasio-Cortezes are a splinter group of the Democrats. And she's exactly right. There are many Democrats who go, there is no such thing as democratic socialism. So the debate was, how close is a liberal, being a liberal, being, and believing in, quote, democratic socialism to being a Democrat? And this is going to be a question that the Democrats ask themselves a lot. Because let me tell you, the moderate Democrats are going, we're not that. So they talked about, well, it's Medicare, it's Social Security, it's public libraries. And they go on to talk about, well, we had her on the show, meaning Ocasio-Cortez, and they said, and she talked about fully funded, you know, this, that, and the other, paid family sick leave, revamping criminal justice system. And here was the one I really fixated on, housing as a human right. So Megan McCain says, what are you talking about? Venezuelan people have lost, the average person has lost 24 pounds because they don't have enough food to feed themselves. By the way, Venezuela has reached the 1,000,000% inflation rate. Money is meaningless in Venezuela. 1,000,000%. It's worse than Zimbabwe when we joke about having the Zimbabwe trillion-dollar notes. Don't even bother to print the money. It's not worth the paper it's printed on. They are in a society right now that if you don't have a meaningful skill and somebody can't bring you something that's meaningful, forget it. When you reach that level, you are in a barter system. So Joy Behar brought up an interesting point because she was talking about, well, what about Sweden and Norway and these other socialist countries? And I want to just give you an idea of these countries. So Sweden, as an example, has a GDP of $511 billion. That is a rounding error for us. So let me just make it easy. If you took all of Scandinavia and you added up their entire GDP, Finland, Denmark, Norway, etc., you would have a GDP that would be a decimal point in America's GDP. Add it all up. I believe Norway's is, and I'm gonna look these up while I'm there, because like here's the GDP of Sweden is $511 billion. This is based on 2016 numbers. So I'm gonna pull up Norway while we're on air. Norway, their GDP is $370 billion. Their GDP is less than the amount of trade deficit that we lose to China every year. We could buy Norway with our trade deficit for China. We could buy Norway and Sweden with our total trade deficit. Just to put this into perspective, we can almost buy both those countries. So that was Norway. So let's look at Denmark, the economy of Denmark. All right. And I just want you to understand how. So Denmark is a GDP of $306 billion. So looking at the Scandinavian countries, giving them an average, this is overdo it, and say there's $500 billion of GDP in each of those countries. All of them added up together are less than $3 trillion. Now we have a I think the number is higher because I think we finally crested 30. But whatever, it's well over $20 trillion of GDP. No, it's not 30. I take that back. It's around $22 trillion. $22 trillion of GDP. So we could buy all of Denmark, all of Scandinavia easily with our GDP. Now, the population of these countries is very small. As I said, the largest Scandinavian country probably has 10 million inhabitants. If you added all of Scandinavia together, you might make up New York City and Chicago. Add it all together. So when Joy Behar is talking about this, she's not giving you the real scoop. But here's where it really gets interesting, because when you look at their tax rates, and that's where you say to yourself, do you want to live under this? And that would have been the question I would have asked Joy Behar. Okay, great. So pick one of their countries and let's analyze it, and then you tell me you want to live under that rule. So let me just give you a couple of examples. So Norway, their top marginal tax rate is 39%. It's along the lines of the United States. That's one of the reasons why they are doing the best of all of the Scandinavian countries, is it's closer in line. However, you look at Denmark, the top nominal rate is 60.4%. That's the top marginal effective income tax rate. Sweden, 56.4%. I already mentioned, sent Bjorn Borg scrambling. This is the guy that says, I'm out of here. So when they talk about socialism, yeah, go look at who's doing the best in those socialist countries, if you will, and you'll find out the one with the lower tax rate is doing the best. They all the time you hear these reports, all the time, quality of life, blah, blah, blah. If the quality of life in Sweden and Denmark and Norway and all these countries is so much better, tell me what country most people want to come to? Do they want, when they're immigrating, if they're a refugee or whatever, do they want to go to Sweden or Norway or Denmark, or do they want to come to the United States? There are studies after studies. Oh, the best place to be poor is in Sweden and Denmark and all that. Okay, great. Why aren't they over flooded with people? I know they got a lot of Muslims going in there, but it's a fraction of the people that want to come to the United States. If we are so bad towards the poor, why is it that they flood in? Compare the number of people coming from Mexico. I get the proximity, but why isn't there somebody going, hey, listen, I know America's really cool, but man, you need to go to Norway. It's amazing over there. No, said no Mexican ever or anybody else. And even with the distance, if you will, the geography of getting to Norway, there are many people that want to come from Africa or Middle East, and they come where? Not to Norway. They want to come to the United States. So don't act as if these people have these completely socialistic economies that are flourishing. They have socialism, and the thing that's keeping that socialism propped up is capitalism, period. Joy Behar didn't bring that up. And she didn't even, if she knew, I mean, of course she doesn't, and she's not going to study this. You can look at how well these people, these countries do in comparison to their tax rate. In comparison to how they look at the world economy. That's how you can determine if they're purely socialist. Venezuela is a purely socialist economy. Government's running the majority of it, and you watch the Chavez, you know, who's thankfully dead. You watched him run that country into the ground with his anti-American policies, and you've watched it continue. Anybody that's anti-Trump, anti-capitalism, is going to, you're not going to flourish. Period. There's not even anything to think about with this. But these knuckleheads, they go on TV, they talk about all this free crap, and that's their answer to everything. Everything should be free, even to the point where this Ocasio chick says your housing is a human right. There is no such thing as housing being a human right. Well, we want you to have a place to live, but it's not a human right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan roads look like the surface of the moon. We need to do better than that, but I'm tired of being told that we don't pay enough in taxes. In 2015, 81% of voters rejected a tax increase. What happened after we said no? Rhinos in Lansing raised taxes without a vote of the people. Then they actually transferred $400 million from the transportation budget to fix potholes in their expansion of Obamacare. As governor, I will be focused on road quality, not tax increases. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCM10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan dismissed a push by House conservatives to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
Ryan said he believes this doesn't reach to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Meanwhile, Congressman Jim Jordan is one pushing for the impeachment. He explained why he thought it was the right move to make.
We've sent numerous letters to Rod Rosenstein they haven't complied with, two subpoenas they haven't complied with. We've caught the Department of Justice hiding information, redacting information that they should not have redacted. We know that Rod Rosenstein threatened House Committee Intel staffers, threatened them, chilling impact when they were trying to do their job, our job of doing the constitutional oversight we're supposed to do.
Jordan also announced he would be running for Speaker of the House should the Republicans hold on to the majority after the 2018 elections. The president is in Granite City, Illinois, where he is celebrating the expected return of over 800 steel jobs. Earlier today, the president was in Iowa leading a discussion on developing America's workforce. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump will win in the end, and I'm not just talking about his presidency, his legacy. I'm talking about in all aspects, and I'm really talking about in with respect to trade. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I keep asking the question, what trade war? We're not in a trade war. We're in a trade beating. We are the whipping boys. Donald Trump told us we're the piggy bank of the world when it comes to trade. There's no denying that. And I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. Can you not admit that if we've got an $800 billion trade deficit, that we're losing the trade war? When I tell you that trade deficit is the 19th largest country in the world, if it stood on its own, don't you understand that we're losing a war? If you can't even get Democrats, leftist, progressive scumbags to admit that's a huge number. The size of Saudi Arabia's entire economy. You understand? Bigger than that, in fact. So when you can't even admit that we're losing the war, how do you get any common ground? I wouldn't even start talking about trade to the leftists unless I said, look, you have to admit we're losing this so-called war, do you not?
Well, Kevin, if we get into a trade war,
what do you mean if we get into one? What could we do with $800 billion? How do you lose a war that you've been losing for decades? The United States has one thing to do when it comes to this so-called trade war. Stop losing. And in Trump terms, that means winning. And that's exactly what Donald Trump plans to do. And I've discussed this U.S. trade deficit over and over and over. I've talked about it in terms of where it would fit standing by itself, just the Chinese piece of it alone, how big we would be. We would be the 71st largest GDP in the world if the trade deficit with just China stood on its own. So when China threatened us, I chuckled. I then anticipated, what would Trump do in the event, you know, that China targets the things that are going to hurt us the most? What would Trump do? And soybeans was an example.
Because I remember seeing an interview with a soybean farmer, and I, well, this is going to really impact you. And he's like, yeah, the president's policies are really going to hurt my soybean sales. And I go, well, here's the good news, fella. We have $800 billion that we can alleviate your pain. So if your pain's a 9 right now, you know, oh, man, I can't stand it. This is as hard as it goes. No, I can go higher. We're going to drop it down to a 2. So it's going to be pain-free. And that's exactly what Trump decided to do. And I looked at my, I'm not one to pat myself on the back about this, but I'm going to. I said, I would subsidize. I would look at every industry that, if China says, we're not going to take any more of your soybeans. We're not taking your wheat. We're not taking your beef. I go, no problem. Don't take it. But we're not taking anything of yours. So we just lopped $250 billion off of our, you know, what we're doing, business we're doing with you. So you're now down to $100 billion. And I'm going to take that $250 billion and I'm going to start using it inside the U.S. economy. So what did he do? President Trump, and this is, I'm reading this from Politico, Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue on Tuesday unveiled a three-part $12 billion plan to ease the sting of regulatory tariffs on U.S. farmers through a mix of payments, purchases, and trade promotion efforts. Now, let me just tell you what you could potentially do with all this stuff. President Trump says, I'm going to take this $12 billion and I'm going to buy your soybeans and I'm going to buy your sorghum, your pork, and your fruit, and all these things that this is going to impact. And I'll finish telling you what that is. And then I'm going to take that, I'm going to give all that stuff to the homeless shelters. You're going to eat. We're going to feed America by doing this. Yeah, you thinking about that? What happens then? What are the left going to say? President Trump and his trade policies are feeding America. How bad is that? You know, they're going to complain. But I would take every single food product that gets hit, wheat, whatever. I would tell manufacturers, if you make this stuff, white label it, make it available for the homeless, we will give this food to people in America who don't have enough to eat. Don't worry about SNAP cards. We're going to set up a grocery store for you to come get food. That's how I do it. $12 billion. So let's just, so let me move on with this and tell you what they talked about. Because it says Trump moves to slap tariffs on imports of America's largest foreign buyers and prompted retaliation against U.S. farm goods like pork, beef, soybean, sorghum, and a range of fruits. Are you kidding? Tell the Jackson family you can have all that for free. I'll take it. For those doing the math, $800 billion minus $12 billion leaves $788 billion of more wiggle room for the president when it comes to negotiating this. And I can hear the president in his office yelling to Agriculture Secretary Perdue, next, bring on the next chump that wants to mess with us when it comes to, you know, trade. Because when China is cut off completely, guess what, China? We don't need your little plastic toys and all this other stuff. You're buying our food. You don't have enough food to satisfy your growing population. So you're coming back to us. Bigger deal, we are self-sufficient in America. The only reason why we do business with other people is because we want it to be a global economy. We want to compete. But if you're going to compete unfairly, to heck with you. Now, if you want to apply that, oh, Kevin, we aren't going to get TVs from South Korea. First of all, South Korea will take our food and other stuff. They will negotiate in good faith. Because I'll tell you something else. You might not like Philips and Magnavox and RCA and some of those old school manufacturers of TVs and stuff, but I promise you, we can have that manufacturing back in America within 2 years and we can start innovating because there's still, it's still our technology that's the innovations for all this stuff. It's our tech. So we could easily bring it back and within 2 years, we're making our own TVs and we're making our own, very smart refrigerators and all this stuff. It is easy to get back. Are you going to suffer for a few years? You know what? You got to keep that refrigerator a little longer. You got to buy something used for a bit. Price may go up a bit. Trump says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put $50 billion into all of this as an investment, and we're going to lock in prices. In fact, we're going to lower prices. He gives you another $50 billion or so. What's that? He's got $788 billion to play around with. What are they going to be doing overseas? Sucking wind. Looking for, oh man, we need a market. And guess what? 28% of the world's market comes through America. 350 million people have the GDP, are responsible for over a quarter of the products that goods and souls purchase around this world. So go ahead, play games. $50 billion supposedly saved the auto industry. And that was with a moron for president. I want you to imagine what a billionaire with a proven track record of presidenting, yeah, that's my word, what can he do? What can a guy do who knows how to play hardball, who knows how to negotiate? What can he do? America is the best trading partner in the world, bar none. We want a lot of stuff. We don't need a lot of stuff, but we want it. We're okay with having 14 TVs in our house, 2 refrigerators, kids buying many, many pairs of shoes and all this other stuff. We can bring any of it here, near shore, take $800 billion and prop up industries all day long. Do I want to do that? No. The idea is for us to reduce the deficit and put that money back into the treasury. But I would venture to tell you Donald Trump could take $300-400 billion of take half of our deficit, trade deficit, put the other back into the treasury and prop up every single business that needs it for us to bring it back on shore. That's what I believe. America's the best, man. We want and need a lot of stuff. Most of the products we buy and have at one time were made in America. There's nothing that we buy that we don't understand how to make. And if you think that President Trump putting on that Made in America summit was for show, you're mistaken. He was telling the world, watch this. I will make sure we have everything we need in this country and you can all go pound sand. This would make us more self-sufficient than you can imagine. And why do you think we brought manufacturing back? Why do you think he's got these people coming back into this country? The most coveted dollar in the world is the dollar of the American consumer. And the countries that respect that, the countries that respect our dollar and our economy and do the right thing with us in trade are going to benefit. Those that won't are going to get kicked in the naughty bits.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. At 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Explain to us why you have these views, David, because you have a very deep religious belief.
Well, I do. I don't think there's any big deal here. Most of humanity throughout most of history have believed this, believed it on the basis of scientific evidence, believed it on the basis of how do we assign gender to people. When I use the word gender, I use it in the same as sex, assigned at birth. And yes, you mentioned my religious views. I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I believe that God made mankind male and female. And I believe that this is extremely important to us as a nation, as a generation, that we uphold this truth.
Why, Dr. Gottlieb, can I just say,
this truth, whatever you deem to be the truth or whatever, in today's world, this ain't going to change. Right? It's not going to change. You've lost a job over all of this. Why don't you, let's start with the easiest option first. Why don't you just go, yeah, whatever, you mightn't believe it or not, but why don't you just tick a box and save your job?
Well, first of all, it would be dishonest for me to do that. I would be, and lying is sinful. It would be sinful before God. And secondly, it's the same thing, isn't it? I do not believe it. And if we have no doctors...
Do you medically not believe it?
I medically not believe it. If we have no doctors or nurses with consciences anymore, anything can happen. We have to be allowed to have a conscience when we work as doctors and nurses, even if we disagree with each other on some things.
Now, of course, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We talked about this earlier in another broadcast, but I played it because I want you to understand that this is a guy that just says, look, I'm a doctor. I'm not going to believe the hype. He was fired because he didn't use gender pronouns. So, what's funny, the guy says to him, whatever you deem to be the truth, well, it ain't going to change. And he says, yeah. He goes, why wouldn't you just let your job depended on this? I'm going to get into another thing, the reason why I'm rehashing this. But he's like, your job depended on this. He goes, well, first of all, it's lying. I'd be lying, which I consider a sin. I'm a Christian. I consider a sin. He says, but secondly, I don't believe it. As a trained medical professional, I don't believe that somebody declaring themselves a man makes them a man or a woman. Now, I already told you, this is a simple argument. You can be, I don't care what kind of transsexual you want to be, LGBT. Had somebody send me hate mail and rate my site a 1 because they heard me say this very thing, that there is no such thing as a transsexual. There is a such thing as a person who believes himself to be of a different sex. I don't disagree with that. Just as Rachel Dolezal wants to believe she's black, but she's not. And you can be a man that thinks you're a woman, and I'll tell you, you've got an issue, but you're never going to be a woman. Not a biologically functioning woman, nor if you're a woman who thinks you're a man. Sorry, Chaz Bono, you ain't ever going to father a kid with that built-on penis that they gave you. It's not going to happen. So let's just be real about that, and then we can discuss all the other humanity surrounding that. I feel sorry for people who have to go through life feeling as if they are, you know, misplaced genetically or, you know, from a gender perspective. The same way I feel sorry for somebody who goes through a career that they hate. I feel identically the same. And I have the same level of sympathy. The only difference with the gender thing is it can cause a lot of disruption in a person's life from a societal standpoint. I'm aware of that. I'm not one of those bigots that says, oh, if you're a transgender person, I'm not going to treat you with humanity. I would hire a transgender person. I have and would continue to befriend transgender people. However, I don't believe I would ever find myself dating a man who became a woman because in my view, my religious view and my personal view, that is not a woman. So, but nothing of what I said is controversial or mean-spirited. There you go. Now, why am I bringing all this up? Well, first of all, the doctor got fired. But I want to go into this story about a trans female prisoner who raped 4 female inmates. Yeah. A man who says he's a woman in order to go into the woman's prison is now been accused of raping 4 female inmates. And I predicted this. I said, if I was a dude going to go to prison, thankfully I never will. But if I was a guy going to prison, I would go, I'm a woman. I'm a stone cold woman. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to put me into women's prison. Yeah. And if I had to pull it off by acting all, girlfriend, yeah. You know, I mean, whatever it took, I would get into the woman's prison. And then they would go, whoo, he is a stone cold lesbian. Is what they would be saying. Oh man, they would go, Kev, you're stone. I'm sorry, Katrina, whatever. Give me a new name. But they would tell, she is a stone cold hardcore lesbian. So, and by the way, there's a new term. I don't know if you guys have heard this term. It's called gender variant. Have you heard this term? The left creates stuff. This is all academic, you know, nonsense. But now it's a new term. There was a video of somebody that went out and they said, do you know the term, I don't know, let's just say social justice warrior or, it was some lefty term. And the average American has no idea what the term meant. And I wish I remember what it was, but it doesn't matter. You know, take whatever the left renames, right? The people, the ordinary person has no clue. And it had something to do with, you know, social justice, like cry closet or something. They're not, what? I don't know. And so what they were saying is the one person in this video that actually knew what it was turned out to be a sociology professor. So he's going around randomly near this, you know, some university going, hey, do you know this term? And the people are like, no, I don't know. I don't know. Then they go, hey, do you know the term gender variant? And they, oh, yeah, yeah. It's a terminology for blah, blah, blah. And the professor gives a very succinct, you know, academic terminology for this particular thing. And the guy goes, what do you do? Oh, I'm a sociology professor. So what I'm telling you is this. The elites know what this crapola is from the left. The average person doesn't know and doesn't care. And when they're accused of being such, and I swear wish I remember what it was, but it has something to do with, you know, the social justice movement and everybody going, this is a, you know, a big time problem. Everyone's suffering from this gender variation. And you're going, no, most people aren't even thinking about it. Most people don't even know about it or care about it. But what do we have? We have transgender bathrooms with Target. And, oh, suddenly, one gazillionth of the population we have to start looking at because they're the new oppressed, the new aggrieved. And, of course, who's oppressing them? Well, of course, it's Bible-thumping conservatives that are oppressing them. Here's a doctor that says, I don't have any problem treating you, but I need to know if I'm working with male parts or female parts because it's going to depend on whether I talk about your fallopian tubes or your prostate. That's the only difference. To thine self be true, patient. Don't have me running around here going, I'm sorry, I meant her. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, you know. And he loses his job over this. Meanwhile, back at the prison, you got a transgender, using my finger quotes, prisoner, who's been accused of sexually assaulting four female inmates, didn't have reassignment surgery, obviously. And it says, it's alleged the first attack took place within days of the inmate arriving at Newhall Jail in Wakefield, West Yorkshire. This is in England. Now, here's what's funny about this. In prison, it's okay for people to strong-arm sexually assault. You know, the biggest fear of any dude going to prison is losing his manhood, right? The big boy's going, fresh meat, yeah. If prison were just go in, do your time, and be done, like you were going to the, you know, sit in the library for hours and not get to talk to a bunch of people, it would be easy time. No, the biggest thing you have in prison is, okay, I got to watch my back. Everywhere I go, there's people that, you know, want to get something from me, and it's not always going to be my watch. You know what I'm saying? So this woman goes to prison, transgender woman goes to prison and starts strong-arm raping. Well, that's the deal. That's what you get to do in prison. Now, I'm going to tell you, even though there are a lot of ladies who say, well, you know, that's all I got, so I'm going to go ahead and play lesbian while I'm in prison. Can you imagine? There are a few of them in there going, hey, I'm glad they brought in this, quote, transgender lady into the joint. Let me put it this way. It ain't all being sexual assault. So anyway, they said the prisoner who's been living as a woman for more than 2 years was seen visibly aroused during the assault at a high security complex. Now, I don't know what the assault was, because these days you can just talk about, you know, woo, you know, I really like the size of your whatever. And, oh, you assaulted me. Don't be talking about my breasts and stuff, right? The alleged victim, an inmate with whom the inmate had become friends with, said she could see the prisoner's manhood. Is that what you still call it if they changed at the time of the assault? They said he made inappropriate comments about oral sex to another prisoner. That was assault. So this wasn't physically, you know, where there's babies going to be made. This is just somebody talking. But that's how crazy the world has become with the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.